The reference made Sinsky's skin crawl. In the 1940s, Nazi scientists had dabbled in a technology they'd dubbed eugenics, an attempt to use rudimentary genetic engineering to increase the birth rate of those with certain desirable genetic traits, while decreasing the birth rate of those with less desirable ethnic traits. Ethnic cleansing at the genetic level. There are similarities, Sinsky admitted, and while it's hard to fathom how one would engineer a new human race, there are a lot of smart people who believe it is critical to our survival that we begin that very process. One of the contributors to the transhumanist magazine, H+, described germline genetic engineering as the clear next step and claimed it epitomized the true potential of our species. Sinsky paused. Then again, in the magazine's defense, they also ran a Discover magazine piece called The Most Dangerous Idea in the World.
I think I'd side with the latter, Langdon said, at least from the sociocultural standpoint.
How so?
Well, I assume that genetic enhancements, much like cosmetic surgery, cost a lot of money, right?
Of course. Not everyone could afford to improve themselves or their children.
Which means that legalized genetic enhancements would immediately create a world of haves and have-nots. We already have a growing chasm between the rich and the poor, but genetic engineering would create a race of superhumans and perceived subhumans. You think people are concerned about the ultra-rich 1% running the world? Just imagine if that 1% were also quite literally a superior species, smarter, stronger, healthier. It's the kind of situation that would be ripe for slavery or ethnic cleansing. Sinsky smiled at the handsome academic beside her.
Professor, you have very quickly grasped what I believe to be the most serious pitfall of genetic engineering.
Well, I may have grasped that, but I'm still confused about Zobrist. All of this transhumanist thinking seems to be about bettering humankind, making us more healthy, curing fatal diseases, extending our longevity. And yet, Zobrist's views on overpopulation seem to endorse killing off people. His ideas on transhumanism and overpopulation seem to be in conflict, don't they? Sinsky gave a solemn sigh. It was a good question, and unfortunately, it had a clear and troubling answer.
Zobrist believed wholeheartedly in transhumanism, in bettering the species through technology. However, he also believed our species would go extinct before we got a chance to do that. In effect, if nobody takes action, our sheer numbers will kill off the species before we get a chance to realize the promise of genetic engineering.